how you ever got onto the ticket or...
Yeah, why don't you check and we'll finish up here and then...
Good. Are you trying to register?
Oh, yes, okay.
Yes. I told him.
One more question, and that is, what, the campaign, I'm curious about what it feels like from your end. I mean, from my end, it sometimes seems incredibly boring and ritualistic and mechanical and phony. And that's not a commentary on you
at
all.
No, I understand.
Does it ever strike you that way?
Well, you are sort of, you know, you sort of do the, at each stop you go through the same drill, you know, the same, you met at the plane, you're called away, and you visit with somebody on the way in, and you get up, and you're almost done here, you do this, and you say this, and you praise the president, in fact, Carter, say something good about yourself, or, I don't know any other way to change it, because every time it's a new ball game, and people haven't heard what you said on Altoona if you won in Philadelphia. And I wonder myself, if not, this must be, you know, after you've done it yourself so often, just to be, well, you know, I'm going to say this one more time. And you try to say it a little differently. Just,
I don't know why you all go crazy doing this stuff.
I talked to Governor Connolly about it yesterday. Well, you're not, you know, you're talking to different group of people. You want to say it to them, you're going to make you strong. And I said, well, I understand all that, but this seems to me that there ought to be some way that we can have the same result without... I don't know how you change it.
The only spontaneous, the only interesting stuff I think about the campaign are the press conferences. Those are the only times that there's really any sort of different kind of lively or communication. But
I don't know how you change it, though, do you?
Well, I mean, I think the more of those, the better. I mean, that's
always the... You're having five a day, though.
Well, one a day is not bad.
Oh, no, I think, we have these press availabilities.
Where you get drowned out by the thing.
Yeah,
do you really feel like you've been too candid, or are you afraid that you're going to say something that you might blow it, or...
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I'm generally fairly confident, and I'm not... If I somehow didn't want to answer, I think I could probably avoid it. If there is a tendency to sort of not spill your guts, but just, you know, tell what you can, but otherwise you haven't told them anything. And the other side of that coin is, if people say, well, you know, you can't tell them anything, you go out and tell them at a press conference, and you may not get the information.
I don't notice you having been sort of unduly candid. What do you think you've said that...
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just think in a general sense, I've tried to... You know, I've said we've got... There's some that say you shouldn't say we've got trouble in the farm states. Well, we have trouble in the farm states. You know, let's tell them we have trouble in the farm states. You're not kidding anyone. The Democrats know what their polls say. We know what the farmers say. Let's lay it out there. Maybe we can turn it around. Why hide from it? If you've got a problem, you ought to get out there and at least like that.
And also, I mean, and then there was another example, like when you said, remember, the president isn't the most articulate or charismatic guy in the world.
And was that this Friday?
I can't remember, but it was in there. No, it wasn't this Friday. It was a week ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's being, I guess, almost in politics.
Blow up. See, the perfect timing. 1 hour just ended, right?
How was that over there?
No. Well, this is exactly right. I mean,
you didn't have it turned on.
Do you think that is in politics?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard the president say that himself. You know, he's very, very hard on himself sometimes.
Well, he goes crazy.
Well, I thought the best line was Friday night when you said the president, something like the president. Has a lot of wit or something like that, and everybody burst out laughing at the idea of the president having any wit.
Yeah, in some way compatible.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to finally get a chance to talk.
Doesn't take long for us to respond, doesn't it, Larry?
No, sir.